In the months and years since the terrorist attacks, there has been an element in this country who believe that the events of September 11th were predetermined. Such explosive charges are considered to be far outside acceptable mainstream discussion. Van Jones, the Obama administration's point man for green jobs, stepped down from his position last weekend, in part after it was reported that he had signed a petition put out by the 9/11 Truth Movement urging a further investigation into the World Trade Center attacks. The petition said that unanswered questions suggest that people within the current administration may indeed have deliberately allowed 9/11 to happen, perhaps as a pretext for war. Dylan Avery is the director of the film Loose Change 9/11, An American Coup, which will be distributed on DVD later this month. The film analyzes the steps the country took after the attacks and some of the events that a press release for the film calls suspicious events that followed. It's the latest in a series of such films. In March of 2007, the U.S. Department of State published an article called Loose Change Debunked, in which it says that the movie makes sloppy mistakes. The article was highly critical of the evidence cited to support the claim that Flight 77 did not hit the Pentagon, and it criticizes the controlled demolition hypothesis of the World Trade Center, claiming that demolition professionals say controlled demolition of the towers that day would have been impossible. WMNF spoke this morning with the director of the Loose Change series, Dylan Avery.
I guess the one thing for any of your listeners to understand, if they don't know anything about Loose Change or 9/11 Truth, the film Loose Change, the four editions of the film Loose Change and the 9/11 Truth Movement itself would not exist if the 9/11 Commission had done its job in the first place. The entire process from start to finish of the 9/11 Commission, from its formation, the many chairmen that they went through, the conflicts of interest across the board. They originally tried to appoint Henry Kissinger as the chairman. I mean, it was laughable to so many people that Bush even tried to get away with that. I mean, he had to step down within like a week. So if the 9/11 Commission report had not been so, had not fallen so short of its task and had not failed to provide a full accounting of the day's events, which is what it was tasked to do, as it says right on its website, the Truth Movement and the films would not exist. And it's not just Loose Change. There's many other films out there that document all different kinds of aspects of September 11th, one of which focuses directly on the family members themselves, called Press for Truth. So this is a wide-ranging movement that encompasses a large amount of highly respected people, some of which were affected by that day. And that's really it, is the one thing for anyone to understand, that this isn't some fringe and this isn't conspiracy theory. You know, we actually try to avoid theories and speculation in this movement because, that's not what we're here to do. We're not here to talk about things we can't prove, and we're not here to just spout off at the mouth. I mean, this is the murder of 3,000 people that to this day has not been properly investigated as a murder investigation.
So again, in the new film, though, the DVD that will be available on September 22nd, An American Coup, what do you talk about and deal with in this particular film?
The one main difference with this film is that we open up with some historical context, some events in the past that have either come into question by historians or have been proven to not have taken place at all. I think maybe the best example for your listeners might be the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was the second series of attacks on the USS Maddox in the Tonkin Gulf that President Johnson signed legislation that ultimately fully encapsulated us into the Vietnam War. But you have documents declassified in 2005 from the National Security Agency that come right out and say that that second attack never happened. So technically, the attack that President Lyndon Baines Johnson used to fully enter Vietnam War never happened. I mean, that's huge. I mean, that is huge. The Vietnam War, I mean, is not exactly our brightest moment as a country, and the idea that that was spawned off of an event that never happened in the first place, I mean, it's just an atrocity. So we go through things like that. People always ask us as a movement, well, you know, where's your proof that, you know, the buildings were blown up? Or, you know, if you know, any kind of explosions took place inside the building, why is there no proof of it? And considering how little evidence we have to actually go upon, I think it's outstanding that Stephen Jones has come this close to technically some kind of proof. And, you know, to this day, the only responses that I've heard to Stephen Jones's research is, A, there's no chain of custody on his samples, which is false. I mean, he has established the chain on every single person, and none of his research is hidden. I mean, he will tell you exactly who these people are, where they came from, and where their samples came from. He'd got videotaped testimony, affidavits, you name it. So he's tried to confirm his findings as much as possible, even going so far as to try and obtain a sample of paint from the World Trade Center to confirm that what he found isn't paint, even though, you know, the chips that he has actually don't dissolve in paint solvent at all.
Let me move on, if I could. Again, we're speaking with Dylan Avery. He's the author, the director of the film Loose Change 9/11 American Coup. Now, Dylan, you know that this whole the movement, as it were, is very controversial. We saw in the past week where Van Jones had to leave the White House after a series of actions that were alleged, the most damning being he had supposedly signed a petition urging a further investigation of the 9/11 attacks. Did that surprise you, or do you realize that being part of this movement, if you will, can actually even destroy careers?
Oh, absolutely. And that's my answer to anyone who asks why no one has come forward, because it's such a damning thing for anyone to even suggest. I mean, the flaming tire of lack of patriotism, as Dan Rather put it, you know, when he was speaking to, I believe it might have been the BBC, actually, Dan Rather was speaking to, and he mentions that, you know, if anyone tried to question the Bush administration after 9/11, and especially with the lead up to Iraq, and then when we were in there, you know, all the journalists were afraid of having, you know, as he said, the flaming tire of lack of patriotism put around his neck. And you see that not only in the media, but you know, in Congress, in Senate, you name it, any investigative body, or even any body of any significance, it's very difficult for them to come out with any information counterintuitive to the official findings because of the ramifications, both political and otherwise. And I mean, you have testimony from, you know, people inside NIST that say that the investigations were thoroughly politically driven, and the NIST investigations are, of course, the official government response to the collapse of World Trade Center Buildings 1, 2, the Twin Towers, and Building 7. The NIST reports are clearly political in nature. They went in there with a specific answer and went in there to prove the answer. So, I mean, it's very hard, absolutely. It's very hard for people to come forward, especially, you know, even if they have legitimate information, especially if they do. I mean, there's a woman by the name of Sybelle Edmonds, who is an FBI translator, who's just now starting to go public with what she knows about September 11th, because in the aftermath, she was slapped with the State Secrets Act by John Ashcroft, and this is something that I believe has only been used once before in history. So people have tried to come forward, you know, all the time people try to come forward, and they are either demonized, they have their character assassinated. The list of techniques goes on to discredit people, and a lot of these people just don't want to deal with it. They don't want to put their lives and their families on the line, especially if they have legitimate information, and it just makes it worse.